In the name of Jesus, amen. Today, Good Friday, is all about a death. It is all about the death of the perfect and innocent Son of God on a brutal execution device on a cross. And it's depressing and it's dark to focus on death. But we all have to face it at some point, unless Jesus comes first. As our grandparents and parents die, we are faced with death. As our bodies age, we are faced with the prospect of our own death. Death is before us. You can drive just outside of this building down the street and you see a cemetery and you are faced with death again. And so, since we all must face it unless Jesus comes again before that day, we should imagine and think about what that will be like. Imagine for yourselves right now that you're lying on your deathbed. Perhaps family members are gathered around you. Perhaps you are at home in your bed or on a hospital bed or a hospice bed. Nurses and doctors come in to check on you. Your family waits and watches. And as you wait, perhaps all that you have done in your life, all that you've said, all that you've thought, or at least as much as you can remember, comes back to mind. You remember the good memories, the good things that happened, and also the bad. You remember all the things that you have accomplished, and perhaps also the things you failed to accomplish. You remember the friends that you made, and perhaps also the friends that you lost. And all of your past might be brought to remembrance, especially as you consider the future there on your deathbed. As you consider what is going to happen next, when your heart stops and your breath departs. How do you know at that point, when you depart this life, that the next step will be to open your eyes and see your Savior and to be in His presence forever? This is what you will want, what you should want on your deathbed, is to want to be with Christ there and to be in His presence forever, with all the saints and the angels worshiping, with all those who have died in Christ already, friends and family members you know, the saints that you read about in the Old Testament and the New Testament, forever gathered around the throne of the Lamb in God's presence. But how do you know that this will be next? And how do you know that you will not be separated from His presence forever in hell? What will be your comfort and assurance as you're lying there? As you're facing death, as you know that the end is near, will you try to comfort yourself by looking back on all of your life that is coming back to mind and saying, I did what I could? Will you try to comfort yourself with all the good things you accomplished, all the ways in which you helped others, all the good things that you did? But if it were the case that all of those good things were enough for you to stand before God in His presence forever, if our best, if our trying and our attempts were enough to enter God's presence and be perfectly holy and righteous, then we wouldn't be here tonight. This would be totally unnecessary. If what we had done were enough to finish all of the requirements to get into heaven, every last one of them, then someone else did not need to hang on this cross and cry out, it is finished, if we could finish it on our own. The Son of God did not deserve death, for death is the punishment for sin, and He had committed no sin. Yet He went to the cross to be punished for all of the wrongs that we had done, all of our failure to finish all of the requirements, the fact that the Son of God had to hang on the cross in our place says that we cannot be good enough, that our best isn't good enough. We cannot make up for all the wrongs we have done, all the things that may come to mind when we are on our deathbed. We cannot cleanse ourselves of these sins. We can't wash them away. The Son of God had to come and live a perfect life in our place. He had to keep the perfect record for us. He had to live in perfect love toward God and love toward others. And he had to die and be punished for every wrong that you and I have done. And when he said, "It is finished," he had finished it all. He had finished paying for every one of your sins, every one of those sins that the devil calls to mind day after day, every one that he may call to mind when you're lying on your deathbed. Your salvation was there paid for on the cross. Your new life was won. The punishment you should have suffered had been finished. And so as you lie on your deathbed, let this be your comfort. Not what you have done, but what our Lord has done for you. Let this be your comfort, what happened on Mount Calvary 2,000 years ago, when you know that you have not been good enough, that there are regrets, things you wish you had not done and had not said, things you wish you had done and should have done, when all of those things are laid up against you by Satan, by the one who is the accuser of God's people, when all those things are laid up against you, you take comfort not in all the good things you have done and try to stack them up against all the bad things you've done, but rather you wipe all of that away by clinging to the cross of Jesus and saying, "There my sins are laid on Jesus. Let this be my comfort, what happened on Good Friday, when I am lying on my deathbed. This death is my comfort and my hope." As we sing in "Abide With Me," "Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes, shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes." Because there the Son of God paid for all of my sins to make me his own. There I see his love for me, even when I see my own sins and failures. And so when you're lying on your deathbed, cling to this cross. And how do you cling to it? How do you know that it is yours? Well, hear the word of God. Hear these words from John chapter 19 that we read, where Jesus cries out from the cross, "It is finished." And know that all of your sins are paid for. Call your pastor, whomever he may be at that day, in that time, in that hour, and confess your sins out loud. The things that are plain in your mind, confess them out loud to the servant who has to speak God's word of forgiveness to you, and hear the absolution, the declaration that you, for these sins, are forgiven. These particular sins that weigh on you and trouble you, they are forgiven. They are finished. And then receive the very body and blood that hung on the cross. The body that was broken, the blood that was shed in your place to pay for all of those sins. Cling to the cross in this way by actually receiving the benefits, the fruits of that cross, receiving the one who hung on that cross for your sins. Let this suffering and death of Christ, his word of forgiveness, be the thing to which you cling when your last hour comes, when Satan wants to make you afraid of what might happen next. You say, "But it is finished. I belong to Christ. He has washed me in my baptism, and he feeds me with the very body and blood that paid for my sins." Turn over all you have done and all you have not done. Confess it and cling to the forgiveness that Jesus offers to you. Hold up the cross of Jesus before your closing eyes and see laid on him, hanging on him, all of your sins. And receive into your mouth the life-giving body and blood of your Savior. Receive into your ears his life-giving absolution. At the hour of your death, turn to our Lord's death. And so even though there is a somber tone tonight, even though we focus on a death, we are actually here rejoicing in this death. This is not a funeral. But we are rejoicing that here our salvation was won and was accomplished. And there is a note even of restrained joy here in this service. Note this especially in the last two hymns that we will sing. Sing, my tongue, the glorious battle. Sing the ending of the fray. Where Christ on this cross wins. It is not his defeat. It is a victory. It is a victory because he defeats sin and death and Satan for us. And so we know that when we are battling whatever disease we battle at the end of our lives, we know that the victory has been won and that death is the gateway to eternal life. And so this can be our prayer. What we sang in our last, in this hymn we just sang, O Sacred Head Now Wounded. Be thou my consolation, my shield when I must die. Remind me of thy passion when my last hour draws nigh. Mine eyes shall then behold thee, upon thy cross shall dwell. My heart by faith enfold thee, who dieth thus dies well. In the name of Jesus, amen.